Senator Pocock, I just want to go through a few more things before we let you go. In terms of this new idea of a Teal Party, we are already seeing several MPs rule out joining it. So is it kind of over before it's even begun?
Well, I haven't been keeping a tab on who has and hasn't said anything. But again, that's totally up to them. I mean, these are independents, and I think it's what you'd expect. People are accountable to their community. They have to weigh this up. You know, if I was going to do anything, I'd obviously be talking to my community about it before I did.
Before you joined any sort of party, because people vote for independents sometimes because they are independent, do you think that anyone considering joining a party or a new party should take it to the next election rather than just decide to do it within their term?
Well, I mean, that's up to them.
What about you? Would you always take it to another election?
Well, I'd certainly talk to people in the ACT about it and have zero interest in ever joining something where you can't actually vote in line with what your community wants. Like that is not what people want. That's what people are actually sick and tired of. And it's that sort of party discipline where you just get told how to vote. And regardless of what your constituents raise with you or what you may think personally on an issue, and you know, we see the most egregious examples on things like gambling ads or actually getting a fair return on our gas. If those things were conscience votes, the vast majority of people would say, yeah, absolutely. Let's get on with this. Let's actually protect our kids, ban all gambling ads. Of course we should get a better return on our gas, but you know, they've got to vote in line with what vested interests benefit from, which...
That's a real weakness, though, isn't it, about any party, that you've got a series of independents that can operate based on their own conscience. But once you join a party, there's a leader, there's a party line, there's discipline. It's a whole different ballgame, isn't it?
It is, but party discipline is a bit of an oddity here in Australia. Like, if you look at a lot of parties across the world, there's not the same... You don't get kicked out of the party if you vote differently. This is an Australian thing where we have this system, and I don't think it's actually serving the major parties. You want a system where, you know, I think there is constantly tension in that system with people raising dissenting views, and people can actually see themselves expressed in that. In other countries, they don't call it crossing the floor, they just call it voting. So it's a very different thing here. We have this very different conception of what a party is. So, yeah, we're at this time where clearly there's an appetite for something else.
Just briefly, Senator Pocock, some of the conversation around the changes in the Australian political landscape revolves around how the Liberal Party has decided to move away from the centre in order to challenge One Nation. Do you have any reaction to former Prime Minister Tony Abbott re-entering the fray and being likely to become the new Liberal Party president? Do you think that's good for politics?
Well, I mean, that's obviously up to the party. I'm really concerned about, well, lots of things. I guess our current debate around migration I find really tragic. I think this is something that we should be able to have a sane discussion about as a country. How big do we want Australia to be? What are the sorts of skills we need? Why on earth are we, as one of the richest countries in the world, not training enough doctors? I find that really embarrassing. We're taking doctors from countries that desperately need doctors because we're not willing to train enough. We're not willing to train enough nurses. You know, these are the discussions I think we should be having about migration. But when we don't have major parties who are willing to engage in good faith and instead are willing to entertain, you know, some of the language that alienates so many people. Like, why are we making people already living in Australia feeling so not just uncomfortable but unsafe and feel like they're attacked? We have to do better. The other big one, which I really don't understand, is how looking after this incredible continent, you know, any sort of care for the environment is sort of seen with some disdain by some people on the conservative side. Like, what is more conservative than actually conserving our home? And you know, as a migrant myself, I moved here as a 14-year-old, and I've always found it so strange, you know, as someone who loves the outdoors, loves nature, how there's this huge political divide in Australia as to who cares about the environment. Like, and so, you know, I worry about that sort of thing where we do see a Liberal Party going further to the right.
Is your fear that Tony Abbott becoming involved as the new Liberal Party president, as he's apparently set to do, could take those conversations around migration specifically even further to the right and mean that we're not having the kind of conversations you want to have?
I really don't know what his agenda would be. I mean, we know what he did when he was opposition leader and then PM. We all saw that. We've heard what he said, but as to the actual strategy, you know, this is obviously a big conundrum for the Liberals. And, you know, talking to people in the Liberals, there's obviously a huge range of views as to what they need to do. But clearly, if you look at the polls, something needs to change.
Senator Pocock, thank you so much for your time today.
Cheers. Thanks a lot for having me.
That was ACT Independent Senator David Pocock. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria, sound design and mixing by Joe Koning, and the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Regid Ahmed. See you soon.